שלום, אנחנו לומדים את תלמוד 10 הספירות.
Hello, we're reading from the study of the 10 ספירות. We will start from the introduction from item 155 and 156. You can find the study material in the Arvut system. Click the book icon. And you can ask questions on Kabla TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
Before we begin to learn the lesson, we have to see where we are. We are entering a new stage.
Coronavirus,
the coronavirus pandemic, where people are finally starting to digest the fact that these things are between us, these restrictions will remain and for a long time, and gradually it's changing us. We are starting to grow tired, despaired. We don't have exactly what to yearn for, what to run to, no ways to make money, be in a competition, everything enters this torpor, this slumber, and there's a tiredness, a general fatigue humanity is feeling. Also nervousness. This is revealed differently for different people and different layers of the population. There are those who snap out more. There are those who enter this silent depression. There are those who steal and rob and break. There are those who go out and parades and protests and so on and so forth. There are dangers that all those things will eventually move into kind of war between nations, among people, as it were in our history. If people lack clear perspective, if they don't know what to live for, they become atrophied, and they don't know what to do with themselves. The absence of future brings a person the lack of force, motivation, because there's nothing to yearn for, nothing to do. So we'll see over time. Try to look at people where you live, in all countries. Look how they feel themselves more and more increasingly without strength, without a goal, without a purpose, without a tendency towards something, going through a state of apathy, and cannot go out of it, out from it. They are incapable, they don't know how. And here we need to see is this the path, or is this the way the Creator wants to show people that our lives, also previously they were somewhat without a purpose, but we were playing like kids in a sandbox. The play little things, as long as the important thing was to play. That's what our lives were all about. But now that the Creator is taking the game out of us, and we cannot play as we'd like, then it's possible that we will begin to feel where we truly are, and what were our lives before just running around from morning till night, making money, spending money, making money, spending money. We were in this closed circuit in a loop. It's possible we'll have no choice, but can't take care of ourselves. I feel that there's no strength, there's no taste. I feel like lying down and never getting up. So maybe out of that we'll come to a state where reluctantly, not the second, in the future, this reluctantly we'll come to a decision
that
if I can't care about myself, since I have no strength for that, but if I care about the other and the other cares about me, we would replace the current method. Then it's possible that we'll have fulfillment, the correct fulfillment for life. Since the most important thing for me is to have strength, power, reasons to move, to do something, to receive support from everyone, and I'm supporting them. And in this way, when we begin to live for something common, not individual, then we'll see a totally different perspective, a new future for humanity, and each one will have the strength, and there will be a reason to live. And that's mainly because we're discovering something, not just for today, the energy, a reason to live, and so on and so forth. Rather, we see the eternal purpose of life. How we see in it the entire global form of nature, the whole form. We are discovering the upper force. We begin to take control of our lives, but truly our lives, not this game that we've had before. We have to see, we have to try and feel what is the Creator doing with all of humanity, and how can we understand his game with us? This is the meaning of playing with the whale, with the will to receive that he created. Okay, let's try. The steps now, as we enter the winter, are very serious stages that they can tell us much. If we become sensitive to it, we try to understand the Creator's intentions. What does He want? According to what He's awakening in people, then accordingly we will have an easier time to understand these new discernments in life, in nature, and we will advance in this way to be closer and closer to the Creator. Hebrew 10.
What is this fatigue that the Creator sends humanity now? What's His intention? Why this fatigue?
The fatigue is lack of purpose and a goal, the feeling of helplessness, the feeling that there is no payment in return, there's no reward. Why should I do anything? I get nothing out of it. It happens subconsciously, but I hear it from many sources, medical, psychological, and so on and so forth. They're saying that people are undergoing such states of apathy and stress. Their mood is down, they don't want anything, it's hard for them to get up, they're willing to just lie down most of the time, and that's seemingly the whole world has entered slumber. They played in all those competitions previously to build and destroy, and as just like kids playing. But today, when these games, you can't continue them, then people don't know what to do, what for, why. There are many restrictions. Hence, as a result of these few reasons, everyone is entering a great state of apathy and helplessness. There's no energy to move. There's no goal. Or the goal doesn't appear as important. Beforehand, I used to jump and do things. Now I don't even want to get up.
You said, basically, it sounds like that we lack some fulfillment to life in the horizon, that we'll move to something collective and not singular. There is this transition. What is it?
I don't know. I'm trying to detect it. Not that I can see the future. I also want you to pay attention and make an effort to see the future together. It's certain that you can reveal it and succeed. But I think this is what's happening. I'm purposely saying I think. Well, let's see. Is it correct or incorrect to teach you to see? Maybe the Creator, through this state as we now are going through, he wants to show us that there is no, there's no purpose to live as we used to live before, and it was a lie indeed, because no one lived for himself. It only seemed so. And now, if we start reluctantly to think about one another, somehow all of us together, we will receive mutual support for it. And it will be also the upper force that is common to us. And that's how we will start to see that there is life after the death of our ego. A different kind of life. Eternal, whole, beautiful, that can fill us and give us a reason for a great deal of energy. Okay?
Tov. As ulchim le Kiev one.
We're going to Kiev one.
Да, дорогой Раф, и вот вы сказали, что в результате, если я вас правильно понял, вот этой усталости, все
должны... Dear Rav, you said that as a result of this tiredness, everyone will...
Well, not everyone necessarily, certainly, but gradually, I think, I don't know, I'm not certain. Because it depends on how much humanity will accept those things. And we'll be more ready to see it, to understand it, to observe it. And if not, we can enter processes that lead us to world war. Nothing, nothing remain in the middle. And these are historic processes in the next few months, and it can happen for a long time.
Still, how will humanity come to the understanding, at least minimal understanding, that there's a force working here, turning to us?
Out of despair, apathy, reluctantly, when people will be sitting without anything to do and they won't be able to come out. After all, you're going to be closed off. See, those countries open and then those countries shut down. The Creator typically exhausts man's ego in this way, and the ego begins to despair from the thought of filling himself ever, and he gives up. Then there's a chance that people reluctantly, because they cannot live without fulfillment. So, because of the lack of fulfillment, they begin to think, how will I fulfill myself? Okay, I'm going to play with others in giving instead of receiving. As long as I'll be alive, I'll feel that I'm living for something. Maybe the change will happen like that.
How do you see the next degree for our global group and humanity? They're the closest degree.
We need to enter a connection between us as quickly as possible. Such connection, where the upper light will be able to shine before us on all of humanity, because we exist only to bring humanity to the Creator. If not for this purpose, none of us would exist. Us meaning those who have a tendency to the Creator. We wouldn't exist. That desire would not be in us, because this desire, we acquired the desire and the understanding to connect, and given some possibility of acting in it, only to draw humanity into it. The Creator is not considering us. We agree only for all the others that don't think of anything, but the Creator wants them specifically, because the will to receive, the great will to receive, is in them, in the foolish. What does it mean? Foolish, unconnected to the Creator, cannot understand, cannot feel the purpose for its living. But this will to receive is when we connect with it together, and we'll be able to receive all the deficiencies and pass the light to Him. Specifically in them, in those huge desires, the greatest light will appear, the light of Yechida. Light of Yechida.
We are supposed to provide this.
Yeah, of course. It has to pass through us.
Basically, what state we're supposed to be in order to be able to provide that?
We need to be connected between us in order to carry out the desire of the Creator, and in order to carry out the desire of the collective, humanity. We are as a conduit.
It's also a certain high level of connection between us.
Of course, the main thing is us. It is us, because we are activating everything. We're the operational part.
А мы когда на пути вот к этому состоянию, мы тоже проходим вот эти этапы.
When we are on the path in this state, on the way to that state, we also go through stages of fatigue.
Relatively, not exactly, because we have a goal, we have a method, we have our Torah, meaning the program. No, we understand that we have to follow that. So you can be despaired, relatively speaking, but those are states on the path, state along the way that has to be this way. But it's not that we lack a purpose. Not that you lack a reason for being alive. It's not that you're completely disconnected from life. You sometimes enter such things, but it's only in order to renew the degree. And now that it's typically happening to you, like it happens among the people, I hear, I see people who are today without a job, without any occupation. They're sitting at home. They can't come out, you can't fly anywhere, nothing. It's terrible. For them, this used to be a type of fulfillment in life. And today, it's hopeless. And your kids are with you like that, and your neighbors... It's a gray cloud that descended the earth. A very special state. Here, we have to put in as much work as possible in connecting to the Creator, connecting to each other, connecting to the general public, and as much as possible to tie everyone to the Creator.
I
wanted to ask here, if we say that we have to raise the deficiency of the 99% to the Creator through our connection, so what kind of deficiency do we need to raise here?
They need to feel life, the essence of life, the purpose of life, the Creator. That's what they're lacking. Not that they understand it. They cry like a baby that cries. He doesn't know what's happening, but he is in pain and he's crying. That's how we are seeing humanity. That's what's happening with them. Don't wait for them to tell you what's happening. Because we are not connected to the Creator, that's why we feel bad. You want them to say it like that? They'll never say it like that. Even less than that. Simply they feel bad. So they'll go out to break windows, protest for, against. They'll break your cars. It's not other choice. That's what the people do, the collective does. But some of them will lie in bed and wonder why should they get up. What for? There's no strength. There's no motivation.
Я вот еще один вопрос последний. Вот в связи вот с этой ситуацией сейчас вот в
некотором
усиление как бы в нашей
in relation to the current state, some people see strengthening in our work. I, for instance, see that in the recent months we really made a breakthrough. Other friends feel difficult, that it's difficult that we don't meet physically and don't have meals and all those things. How do we come to this balancing point here so the group truly strengthens and everyone feels ascending?
But can you be connected in the tent to one another? You're not meeting physically in the tent, right?
No, we don't typically meet physically, only virtually. Sometimes, once in a while, friends come to the center, but in principle, no.
I understand. This is what's typically happening today. What to do? I don't know, I'll tell you. You are in a state where if you don't see each other physically, then this feeling gradually disappears. That's clear. Baal Sulam also writes about it. That's how it transpires. But for that, to do maybe twice a day, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, such a meeting between us. How many people you've got? 6, 7, maybe 10, maybe 15? And everyone is together, and is talking together. They see stories because we can't feel everyone together inside of us. But later, you will feel that there's such a concept of the ten in one place, the center of the ten, and there, from this eye, you'll begin to. From the center, you begin to turn to the Creator and receive a response from the Creator in that common desire, and you'll begin to reveal Him. From this common desire, you'll begin to turn to other tens or to the rest of humanity, only from within the ten, from the center of the ten, not alone. Alone is a kind of work that's doomed to fail from the get-go. Because we cannot contain the power of the Creator if in one desire. It has to be 10 and not 9 and not 11 as it's written. Okay, Itafor.
Rab, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Tutto quello che è stato detto nelle domande precedenti nella mia città sta già accadendo.
Everything that was said, this is what's happening in my city yesterday, just exactly like that. The police had to rein in people who were making a mess all around the city, in the streets. I want to say that everything's happening so fast, in this really ultrasonic speed, and everything you tell us is happening. What do you want, what would you like us to do as your students in order to push the plan of creation forward with these conditions?
First of all, it's good that we understand that it's all a result of people, that, not that they're unemployed or without the means for a living, they are without a future. If once every few months they would travel abroad, they will do something. Today, this despair is going from family to family, from city to city, state to state. It's surrounding the earth. It's surrounded, it covered the earth on the outside. This despair, apathy, the absence of a future. As if the engine is not running because there's no reason to run. Businesses are shut down. All those things. Now what can you do? First of all, accordingly, we need to see how much we can advance in the correction. See that other than us, no one understands what's going on. No one knows how to deal with that. And I already told you in the future what has to be, that people will discover that they cannot work to fulfill themselves individually because it's false, it doesn't fill me, it disappears. I'm despaired from that. And then I find a new method for fulfillment where I fulfill and I fill the others. And I feel that by that I am getting fulfilled. I acquire the mood, the light inside. I have air. And everyone is like that. We simply become, simply change, shuffle things around. Not more than that. We enjoy and we reach infinite pleasure without restriction by being able to bestow to one another. Since the purpose of creation is pleasure, but pleasure that is real. Not as it were right now, where we discover that the pleasure we receive is a pleasure that disappears and leaves nothing behind. So we are in a point of transition with you. How long will it take? I can't say. Truly. I think it needs to take time. Humanity has to digest those things. We need to digest those things. We ourselves need to change. To get from the point where each one of us is in nature, he wants to fill himself, to the desire to fill the friends, the 10. I live in the soul's devotion towards the 10, only for that. Because through the 10, I fill the Creator. Through the 10, I fill humanity. And through humanity, I also fill the Creator. So, and to create this inner transformation, this inner change. I don't think it can move too quickly. But it's up to us. It's possible that it all changes over a short period of time. As we can see, this pandemic is only 7-8 months old, but look what's going on. Look at the change in human nature, in his thoughts. We don't yet understand, identify all that has changed in us, but look what has changed. I would never think about it 6 months ago. I thought it should be like this, but for this to happen so quickly, no, it passes over us and we get changed, and each day there are changes. It's like the ocean. In one side waves are going up, another place waves are going down. It's the upper light that is working on the entire coarseness and the entire world to receive of creation. It is changing it. And don't take only us into consideration, rather also the desires to receive that are not revealed in our world. They're not revealed yet. They're also all change according to also highest souls and the klipot, the shells, and those who did not even get the scrutiny and the correction. So the process is a complex one. But the fact that we're already starting to see this general despair, general apathy, and that people don't know what to do with it, they're willing to just break in and just everything but feel that I'm facing emptiness. So what do we get from this? That the Creator here is putting us to work on very serious actions, since the feeling of emptiness, from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, as we learn, is the worst possible feeling. A person is ready for anything, also to die, but not to feel empty, because that's how the Kli is built. Okay.
Moscow 2. No, Moscow 2.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф. Скажите...
Hello, Raf. Please say...
Ло шумим. Не слышно.
Микрофон отключил.
Повтори.
Ага. Да. Скажите, вот внешним людям им так объяснять проблематику вот этого состояния, потому что.
Outside people to explain to them the problem of this situation. How? Because everything you've described, the sleepiness, the depression. It exists in the world. I see it in Moscow, where I live, for instance. But how do you explain to people the reason for what's happening? Because directly, we can't explain that. How do we indirectly explain the reasons for what's happening?
First of all, you should write what you want to tell them. Talk with your friends. If you all agree to something, some text that you'll compile, send it to me and we'll see. It might be very successful, or it might be that you're only going to cause harm to yourself. But the important thing is to understand more and more where this is all headed. We should have more confidence that we are in control of the situation, as much as you can say in control. And already in that the Creator is taking us, Amavir Banav in the Red Sea, he who takes his sons through the Red Sea. That's what's up. Ita 3.
אז
Volevo chiederti una cosa che fa paura in questa situazione.
I wanted to ask you something that is scary about this situation, that typically when something very, very critical is happening, the population comes together. Now, if there's a catastrophe, people unite. If there's an earthquake, people help each other. But in this state, there's no mutual help, and it's something I don't seem to understand. It's very frightening. Why is this happening? Is there an explanation?
There is explanation. That's what I just said. It's what I just said. We used to be connected by our ego, our will to receive. Now, the Creator wants us to connect through the will to bestow. So we gotta discover in the will to receive zero capability to help us. He's only separating us, dividing us, pushing us apart. And if we wish to succeed and do something, connect, we have to do it first and foremost with the power to bestow, to give. If once upon a time you used to take a few people and break something in the big group, now it's not working. Now connection has to be where we bestow to one another, and then the Creator will clothe in us and give us the fuel to give from us to everyone. It's a different kind of connection. And that's why we cannot connect the way we were connected yesterday. Rather, it's different. We'll feel ourselves as you feel other people. They say, I'm lying down, I can't get up. Why? What for? I don't have any energy. That's how people feel. There are those who get up, who walk, who do some sports, but inside a great burden and a great bitterness from life. Life doesn't carry an importance with them. Why do we need to live? That's the main thing. And this cloud is descending lower and lower onto humanity. Squeeze every last drop, and we'll hear then what the Creator is trying to show us. We are together because we're talking about the future right now. Where is it going? Maybe for a month, a few months, years ahead, but it's difficult for average people. We'll try to explain to them gently, beautifully. If you succeed in doing it, that all of this is in order to transition from egoistic connection between us to an altruistic connection. Just make sure they don't think of you like some weirdos. Watch out. But for us, it's good to know about it. And to start to see how it's revealed. How it enters, let's say, how it comes down into human society, this plan. I'm sharing it with you.
Il y a d'un côté la révélation du Créateur dans la dizaine, et de l'autre, la révélation de la
méthode. Take care of the ten, and on the other hand, the revelation of the method of correction to the world.
Il me manque un élément ici pour connecter la révélation du Créateur dans la dizaine et la révélation.
I'm lacking the element
aux nations
of how to tie together the revelation of the method of correction to the nations of the world and seeing the Creator in the ten.
Because it's happening through us. Through us, he's right. He's right in saying that he doesn't know how the nations of the world will accept the revelation of the Creator. It will be revealed through us. They will connect to us as just like Ahab and Golgat HaVeinayim. So it will be revealed in this structure where Golgat HaVeinayim and Ahab, actually a complete structure.
USA Northwest.
northeast.
Hello, Rav. How does these acts of connection that we perform affect this state of apathy when Creator is always bringing the ego to annulment? So how does this acts of connection affect the state of apathy of humanity?
אנחנו לא מביאים את האפתיה.
We don't bring humanity apathy by connecting, by succeeding to connect. Rather, by connecting, we accelerate these stages that all humanity has to go through. There's a saying, Israel accelerates the time. They compress it. They truly compress the time. Or if we could, with this pandemic and everything we've gone through in the last 8 months, would we be able to go through it in 5 years? But instead we've done it in 8 months. And that's because we are working within humanity in our group and is trying as much as possible to organize itself in tens relative to the Creator and maybe a little in explaining to humanity. And this is working for accelerating time significantly.
Peter 1.
Вот, Раф, то, что вы описали сейчас с человечеством, проходит пустота, апатия, не видно будущего.
You've just described that humanity is going through the emptiness, the indifference. It's very reminiscent of what we, our students, go through and how we came to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We also kind of felt that way. Why can't all of humanity tomorrow register to the Kabbalah campus? What's the difference between us?
The difference between you and them
Israel,
that you're Israel. There's a point in you that is drawn to the Creator. And that's why it draws you towards revelation. And they don't feel it. Either this point is very deep in them. Each one has a point, that's a certain.
But
they have a really deep. They have it really deep, and they can feel it, or they feel this point, but in a way that it is surrounded by all sorts of desires for science, for revelation. There are many people who engage in astrophysics, such professions, where through that they wish to understand, to feel, to attain purpose of life, the essence of life. There are those who are interested in various methods, holistic methods. But this point is still in the wrapper. It's not clear. It's not burning. Rather, those who are called Israel, who have a clear direction where they wish to discover the upper force that is expressed in the question of why am I alive? What's the purpose of life, the essence of life? And they have it in all sorts of forms. They can be satisfied with science, psychology, and so on and so forth. Will the point in the heart appear in them faster? Like in us? Maybe. I can't tell you. I have a variety of thoughts, but I don't see them appearing in practice before me, and that's why I'm not going to share with you. It's only something that appears to me. It's not real yet.
Bishkek.
Спасибо, Раф. Расскажите для лучшего понимания, куда может привести
Thank you, Rav. Please tell us for a better understanding the current state of humanity. Where, what can it lead us to if it's not come, if our explanation doesn't come?
A global war. Out of the despair, the helplessness, there's no exit, there's no solution, there's no purpose. Simply everything can blow up. Just like now, people are going out on different marches, parades, smashing windows. It will come to, it will rise to the level of, to the international level. So let's hope that we'll be able to mitigate it.
Tel Aviv 3, 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, can we better define what the Creator can't do?
The Creator cannot do anything until we ask of Him. It's the upper force, the upper light, who constantly approaches. Like you can see something from the depth of the galaxy approaching the Earth, approaching, and it can take years for this mass to move and to enter, and they'll tell you in 20 years this can fall on our heads. For 20 years it's coming, it's nearing, what can you do? Similarly, we need to understand that the Creator is approaching, the upper light is approaching, it wants to be revealed. Either through disparity of form, by being opposite the will to receive, then we reveal such of problems and troubles, or according to equivalence of form, then we enter equivalence of form with Him, face to face. And then we receive it, as it's written, according to the good desire of the receiver and according to the good desire of the bestower. This is called unity, adhesion. The mating, it all depends on us. If we'll be able each time to form the correct connection between the big will to receive humanity has, and through us, where we are making contact. This contact between the Creator and the rest of the world to receive, which is humanity, it's going through us, whether we're ready for it or not. This is where the problem lies. Let's hope we'll do what's expected of us correctly, otherwise there can be resistance between the Creator and the will to receive. They bring us to very difficult states. Turkey 2.
And dear Rav, a question from my tent. The system in the world is forcing us to permanent work, and there is a little time left for our spiritual work. What kind of system should we build as a vertically so that the whole world system will return to us?
We don't need too much time out of the 24 hours a day that we have in order to aim ourselves correctly towards the purpose of creation. We have a lesson. And in addition to the lesson, you don't owe me anything. You owe nothing. Only to try to take what you heard in the lesson, what you're reading about sometimes in our material, Try for this to fill your heart and your head as much as possible.
But
other than the 3 hours of the morning lesson, you don't have any obligation to invest in that. We're going to meet another time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour with a group on Zoom. These are important things. But in, all in all, that's it. So no one can say it's that difficult. I know people who are in it dozens of years, and they live.
Beseder. Okay.
Volga.
Я слышал то, что вы рассказывали, когда Рабаш слушал радио и переживал за сынов своих.
I heard what you said, that Rabash would listen to the radio and he cared about the people in the war like his children.
That's a result of his love for the world. When a person wants to bring all humanity closer to adhesion in the Creator, he suffers. He regrets that humanity is instead immersed in various wars and struggles. That's a result of the correction of a person. It will come to us, I hope.
Beersheva.
My question, in light of the overview you gave us, how does the force of creation, can Achap of Aliyah, connects between us and the upper one?
Achap of Aliyah, Achap of the ascent, is not working because we're not connecting it. It's all of humanity relative to us. And we are at the Gilgalta Veinaim.
PT4.
Humanity today feels the Creator or the force of connection as a crisis. So with what we can give them if we connect is that it won't feel like a crisis, that it won't feel like something bad. Yeah?
I didn't understand.
How the Creator works today towards humanity, it feels like a crisis. It feels like a rejection. There's frictions between portions of human society. Like we said, what do we need to do so that the power of connection we bring them won't be felt as a crisis as well? Rather, they'll see it as a good thing and want to connect with us.
We need to explain to them that the salvation is in connection above the crisis. And then when they decide to connect this way, they'll get help from the upper force. Additionally, we need to understand that concerning today, we will feel how various forces awaken, various departments and portions that belong to religions, faith, various kinds of religions. Because it will also influence them. They will feel that they are losing their stability, their strength. Then humanity will feel a threat from various such groups and forces. So we need to be cautious. Simply know about it, not to meddle for nothing. But all the forces or powers from all religions, they will also feel that the ground, the foundation, is gradually disappearing. Consequently, we'll feel it in their behavior. Just like now, when we see it. It's not for nothing that we're getting all these disturbances. The government, the people, it's in order to strengthen them.
But doesn't it lead the person, you know, even more to, if he sees that there's a crisis outside and a crisis inside of him, then it causes him to choose a group that he can, you know, get along with for today.
A group where you can take care of yourself is a fearless group that goes and presents itself as determined. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. That's what that strengthens them. That's always like that. They would build political parties, movements. When during times of weakness, they would organize an attack.
So how will the person lose control of this one thing, you know, that gives him confidence still? Like the friends in Italy just told us, you know, why will a person go to connection and not other things?
No, it's still a ways to go until the connection. I'm explaining to you the general picture. There's also a difference between how it's going to be in Italy and how it is in Italy or in Turkey or France. We have protests and riots and different things, but each place has it different. One cause. But nevertheless, the changes are a little different. We'll talk about it. I just want to give you the general direction that is happening now.
What should we be preparing in the meantime?
Well, we need to prepare our unity, connection between us, and dissemination to all the audiences as much as possible. But the main thing is the connection between us.
24.
I'm hearing from very serious people recently that saying that after the elections in the U.S., civil war will arise. In the last weekend, we heard in Israel that there were talks about dozens of thousands of people with guns that like militias in the U.S. And if that happens, it can spread in other countries as well. And how do we prepare for such a thing? Do we need to be a bit more alert in this time to within my people do I dwell?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to say anything, even when it appears to me that I know, I avoid saying it. It doesn't depend on who succeeds and who doesn't. Because it's like the war that took place between the north and the south. Now it's going to be an extension of that war. They didn't solve the problem. It's going to be an extension of that war. And it remains. Because that's how they feel. Segregation of people, the division of people, of the population. It stays, it remains. They don't know what to do with it. Here, there has to be a new method of calming the people down, connecting the people. They do a lot about it, the Americans. They have taken great steps forward with the laws that they've issued and the relationship between people, but nevertheless, those things need urgent care. What will happen after the elections? I don't want to talk about it. I don't.
Zelot alui mi natseach.
It has nothing to do with the outcome, the winner of the election. It can be an eruption of deep-seated hate that exists there, and it's very difficult to step over it. There's a great momentum in such a large number of people.
Do you think that in such a state of the world that can spread like wildfire, will there be anyone to talk to if such a chaos happens?
I don't think it will spread all over the world, because the reason that exists there between all the parts, let's say black and white, you don't find that in the world. The world is not that divided in that sense. So it doesn't quite belong to how different parts of the population are dealing with things in France, in Europe, and elsewhere. There's no such thing, really. It's not going to spread outside of the U.S. Maybe only in extremist groups, but not actual protests inside countries or nations.
You're right, there is a problem beyond the ideology division, but there's also between the people and the system, the people and the establishment, and this is something I think is happening now in England and in other places.
Yeah, of course, it's the same problem also in Europe, especially in Germany and France and the UK to some extent, but I don't think it's that critical over there, because we haven't seen such terrible eruptions. Well, what of it? A few years ago it happened in Nice and a few other places in England, the UK. I don't think so. I don't think it can start the fire in those countries.
Good morning. I wanted to ask, I heard you say that we still need time to digest this, all this thing that is happening. But should we anyway strengthen our prayer to the Creator so people can listen more profoundly to our dissemination in a quicker way? Thank you, Rob.
Vadai sheken, ze tamid tzichim.
Of course, yes, you always need to do it. I'm just telling you today, I'm just trying to look a little bit ahead so you can see these things in the world, so it will be easier for us to identify the movements, and we will go a bit forward, ahead of everyone, and not be impressed of what's happening. We will recognize all these changes, even sudden changes, sharp changes, as something that's found along the way, and we have reason to rejoice.
Lismoch.
Sorry, to trust. To trust it.
Я слышал, что вы говорили, Бней Барух — это не человечество.
I heard you say that Bnei Baruch is not humanity. What kind of example we need to bring?
We need to show everyone that there's a group who's united, and because it's connected, it feels more correctly how to advance in this world that is losing all directions. And I think that you need to learn some more of what we've been through. According to your question, I can see that we're still missing material.
אחד המחסומים העיקריים בהסברה
One of the big barriers in dissemination is the finger pointing to, you know, to the establishment. Some governments manage the crisis better. There's no doubt that Israel and the U.S., the situation is worse, and there's more political crisis. But a lot of the public thinks that if there will be a better governing, a more empathic governing and so on, that's the way to get out of the crisis. And our explanation of the macro system of nature is like running into a wall here. Do you have advice how to disconnect a person's dependence on the governance?
No, I can't. Because the political powers are pouring a ton of money and power into it. They keep this field alive and agitated, and they work to incite hate between the different parts of the people, between the parties, even within the parties, between different interest groups. I'm not getting into it. If in the past I was able to talk about some politics here and there, as it's related to the spiritual process, more or less. Today, I'm not even touching it. I don't want to be close to it.
No,
we've come to a state where in all the countries, those who are engaged in politics are not part of the development of the life of humanity. They do the power plays between them.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the politicians themselves. I'm talking about the public's dependence on the leadership. They're kind of convinced that there's no other way to get out of this crisis unless there's a leadership that can help the public come out of the crisis. And other solutions seem irrelevant, irrational.
It needs to be a group of us, and the people need to understand that they have no choice, but they can trust only such people. And it will demand that our rules will be accepted inside, in the nations and among the nations.
Just to add, there is this religious awakening now in the world and in Israel. Some people see what's happening as signs of redemption, whether they are, you know, expecting the Messiah or Magadon for the evangelist, let's say. So what is our way to cope with this?
We don't have to deal with anything except for our ego, which stops us from being connected more and more. I can't relate to all those groups, all those and their purposes, their goals in the future, how to see the state, Messiah, and so on and so forth. Each one in his place. So I'm not connected to them. Not with those religious groups, philosophical groups, psychological groups, nothing. I'm not part of any of them. I don't know. I know I have a method. And I'm teaching this method, and I see the world only through this method. All the rest of the things that came out as a result of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the exiles of that group, both the Eastern philosophies that Abraham sent the sons of the concubines to the lands of the East with gifts, and certainly Christianity and Islam that came out of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and Judaism that came out of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It all came all stemmed from that one godly wisdom. So humanity is dealing with that in various ways, less spiritual, more corporeal, various customs and traditions. Let them deal with it until Elijah will come, as we say. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Доброе утро, Рав. Смотрите, вот свет у нас равномерно воздействует, да?
Good morning, Rav. Почему the light influences us equally?
Пробуждает точки в сердце.
So why doesn't it awaken people equally?
The points of the heart are different. Each one is different according to the intensity and character. And therefore, each one awakens at a different time, different way, different intensity. To everyone.
Shalom, Rav. הרבה פעמים שאני יוצא לי לדבר עם אנשים.
Hello, Rav. Many times when I speak to people, I tell them connection and that it can solve a lot of problems in our lives.
לחיבור שלי דווקא זה יוצר איזה התנגדות מצידם.
And specifically this desire for connection creates resistance on their part. How do I, as a student of yours wanting to disseminate this method, how can I feel them? How can I give them what we're talking about in a way they'll better understand it?
They can't understand, they can only feel that what you're giving them will bring them good. If you can explain it in this way, then go and explain. But if you can't, don't. Study more, maybe later you'll be able to explain that you're bringing good to people. You have to know who you're speaking to, how. And it requires experience.
Ita free.
Maestro, buongiorno. Fino ad ora io faccio parte del team scrittura e abbiamo sempre messo il tuo messaggio, diciamo.
So far I was part of the writers team and we always integrated your messages within the stories we would write. And do you think this is the moment to be a lot clearer in our message?
Yeah, in a sense you can do it. It just depends how clear you want to be. And to what point do you want to open up their future? And in what way? Relative to a nation somewhere, a nationality, a religion. It depends on who does it and for whom.
So
beware. Do it so it will appear as benefiting people for whom you're going to open up the method, only for the benefit of men. Gently, as you would have done it with your baby. And let's go to Tess finally. We wanted to do it an hour ago. Please. Where are we?
Will we have a song or
yeah?
Okay, song.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתגחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם דגחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם דרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרבתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרדה רק לך היא Show that.